Hey, this is Bob Stelton from the Bob Gross and Tom Show. I want to thank you for listening to the John Clayton Show. And you know what would be great is if you checked out the Bob Gross and Tom Show every day from noon to 3. You can stream us live at 710sports.com or on the 710 Sports app or listen on demand.
John Clayton.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
Streaming live at 710sports.com. On demand everywhere on the 710 Seattle Sports app. Now, John Clayton.
And it was quite a night as the Seahawks now, they did get their trade down. They didn't get a second trade down, but they got a running back and a surprise running back, Rashad Penny, who comes over from San Diego State. Rushed for 2,253 yards, was a powerful back, and also be involved in the pass game. And that was the big move that was made last night. We'll get into all kind of details. Rocky Long, head coach at San Diego State, will be joining us at 10:45 to talk about the choice made by Seattle. And again, just like most picks made by Seattle, always a surprise. You never know exactly where they're going to go. Now you just have to have the faith, I guess, as the history has shown with Pete Carroll and John Snyder, to see this is right. And of course, we've got lots of other breaking news. Trenton Brown traded by San Francisco to the New England Patriots. Now that Mike McGlinchey was taken as the 10th pick in the draft by the 49ers. Brown, of course, being a little bit out of shape. And Jason Witten just retired to go to ESPN for the Monday night broadcast. But let's continue going with the five biggest stories of the day. The top five brought to you by Eastside Funding.
Number one.
Hello.
Hey, is this Rashad?
Yeah,
hey, it's John Schneider with the Seattle Seahawks calling, brother. We're picking at we're picking at 27.
Okay, yeah.
You want to get selected here, or you want us to wait and trade back?
I want to get selected now.
All right, brother. Congratulations. We're going to take you right here at 27.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're turning it in, okay? Here's Coach Carroll, all right, brother? Look forward to seeing you.
All right.
Rashad, congratulations. How about that,
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We are really excited about this pick and know that you have a lot to offer.
And so that's the official word that Penny received, and he was surprised. He had 50 people in the house trying to enjoy the day. And, of course, I think he was thinking it was going to be more second round, maybe third round, but he goes as the 27th pick in the draft. And, of course, kind of going over what happened last night, the Seahawks, first off, they had the 18th pick. They traded down with the Green Bay Packers, and they picked up a third-round pick, number 76, a sixth-round pick, number 186. They had to give up a seventh-round pick to make that trade all work. And so then they get to 27. They're getting phone calls on trade downs. Kansas City was talking to them. They had, I think, Baltimore on the line, several other teams. A lot of activity, but in the end, they look back and John Snyder kind of glanced over his boards and all that stuff and started to think, you know what, if we move back at this spot, we move back at that spot, we're not going to get the running back. And so what it comes down to, that was the commitment that the team is making to the running game. And so Penny is a back that, of course, not a lot of people know about and a lot of people didn't have in the top five. Here's where analytics, I think, played into this selection. You know, the analytics in the sense that Pro Football Focus, not that, John Snyder is going to be, following them, but they had him as the second best running back in the draft, right behind Saquon Barkley. And the idea is he broke 80 tackles last year, best in college football, right after contact. He can also get involved in the passing game and is a big playmaker in the passing game. He gained 2,253 yards rushing last year, and he didn't gain a lot. I mean, he didn't do a lot as much in the early part of his career, but he really came on toward the end. They saw him at the Senior Bowl, and at the Senior Bowl, he really impressed them. And then to add to anything else, he's a good kick returner. He averaged 31.2 yards on kick returns, had two brought back for touchdowns, had a punt return back for a touchdown, and as Pete Carroll said, they're going to mix him in and maybe give some breaks to Tyler Lockett as kickoff returns and punt returns. He was the third fastest back at the combine at 4.46, and so that, I think, impressed them. The fact that probably, even though he's 5'11", 220 pounds, he's going to probably play at about 230 pounds. So a big back, fast back, versatile back, a three-down back, and that's what they took. And so now the Seahawks have to wait till no pick in the second round, have to wait till the third round for the 76th pick. They have a pick in the fourth. They have four picks in the fifth. They were able to get back a sixth-round pick, and they have one in the seventh. So it's official now. Rashad Penny, first-round choice of the Seahawks.
Number two.
If it is Mayfield, the roof will be torn off of this building, and all sorts of phone rings and New Jersey with the Giants will happen, but it's time to get the first pick of the 2018 draft. Here is the commissioner to make the announcement.
With the first pick in the 2018 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
Wow. It is Baker Mayfield.
So the surprise did happen, and of course, you know, Adam Schefter and everybody was reporting mostly that that could happen. I still didn't think it was going to happen, but it did happen. And apparently the decision was made 6 weeks ago that Baker Mayfield was going to be the choice of the team. A lot of people think that Scott McLuhan, the former Seahawk front office exec who's now working with John Dorsey, really pushed to make that happen. He was big on Mayfield back in November. I know when he was on radio talking about that. And so it came as a big surprise. And of course, it did cause a big stir in New York because the Jets were able to get Sam Darnold. And I know they were absolutely delighted by that. Saquon Barkley was able to go and go at number two. So the Giants didn't take Barkley. And of course, five quarterbacks going in the first round. Right at the end of the first round, the Baltimore Ravens traded up. They gave up a second-round pick next year to maybe be able to get Lamar Jackson and put Joe Flacco on warning that he could be in trouble for the future. Maybe not this year, but certainly next year. But Buffalo was able to make the trade up, and they were able to get Josh Allen. Then, of course, Arizona. Of course, Steve Keim did not want to really give up too much to get this, and they get a bargain. In a lot of ways, we'll see if Josh Rosen can play in this league. But they didn't want to mortgage the future, and in the end, they gave up a third-round pick, a fifth-round pick, and they get Josh Rosen as their quarterback. And think about this, Maura. In this division now, the oldest quarterback at 29 is Russell Wilson. He's the senior guy. In the last 2 years, it's been Jared Goff been added, Jimmy Garoppolo, and now Josh Rosen. If Rosen can hit it and make it, this division would become the best in football.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. A lot of young talent there. I'm not so sure. Do you think the Cardinals were the best place for Rosen?
Maybe. I don't know if there's,
I know there's still a lot of questions with that offensive line.
Yeah, the offensive line's not very good, but he's not going to play this year. I mean, like, the big thing is they can take him as much time as they want, you know, because they've got two quarterbacks technically ahead of him.
That's true. I mean, Bradford's probably going to get hurt.
Yeah, Bradford could get hurt, but they still have Mike Glennon, so they can use him. So, no, I think that it's not a bad spot. I mean, now it's a matter, is he going to get the good coaching to make him good? And how is he going to fit? I mean, because, again, he's a little bit different. He's a why guy. He asks the questions guy. But, again, right now, he is an Arizona Cardinal.
Number three.
Diaz sack. Lindor goes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A disappearing slider. And Ramirez swings right on through the punch out. And that is the ball game. The Mariners have won a thriller in Game 1 here in Cleveland. 5-4 as Edwin Diaz locks down another one-run victory for the third straight day. Edwin Diaz, his 11th save, and the Mariners win 5-4.
Well, good victory in the opener against the Cleveland Indians. And so a four-game series, they win 5-4. And we are taking you around the diamond thanks to Shane Company, your friend in the jewelry business. 5-4 victory, 11 saves now for Edwin Diaz. And you wonder, when do they start to rest him a little bit? D. Gordon got the fastest triple of the season. It took 10.86 seconds on that. And, of course, good bullpen help. And so the Mariners get the 5-4 victory. And this road trip right now, very successful. They're 5-2, and that's around the diamond, brought to you by Shane Company, your friend in the jewelry business.
Number four.
With the 12th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Vita Vea, defensive tackle, Washington.
Oh, yeah, double V going down to Tampa.
And really, not too much of a surprise in the sense that Vita Vea going to Tampa Bay, I guess the only difference was it was 12, because I know that when they were at the 7 spot, there were some conversations that Vita Vea could have been the choice there for Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay was able to trade down and get Vita Vea and get also a couple second round pick or so. So that, I think, worked out very well for Tampa Bay and definitely worked out well for Vita Vea. So Vita Vea is now a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a Husky. A successful Husky getting on with a defense that's trying to turn it around.
Number five.
And with the 28th pick in the 2018 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Terrell Edmonds.
So Ryan Shazier walks out and welcomes into the mix to the defense in Pittsburgh, Terrell Edmonds.
And what a scene it was as Ryan Shazier, you know, with some help, walking on the stage and coming up and making the announcement that the Steelers have taken Terrell Edmonds as a 28th pick. He's the brother of the 16th pick in the back, Trumaine Edwards. So that was unusual. It's the only brothers to have ever been taken in the first round of the draft. They're not twins, but they are brothers, 16th and 18th picks. But what a scene with Ryan Shazier, who, you know, you still wonder, is he ever going to be able to play again? Right now, the big thing is just being able to walk, do those different things. But it was a great, great scene at the draft, seeing Ryan Shazier be able to do that. You can check out my show on the 710 Sports app. It's driven by your Puget Sound Acura dealer. Well, coming up, naturally, we go into further review. We look at Penny, what that selection was, what went into it, all the different ramifications. What's it mean for the offense? It's the John Clayton Show on 710.com.
John Clayton.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
On demand with the 710 Seattle Sports app. Under further review with John Clayton.
We'll review the play.
Well, naturally, under further review, as we do every day at 10:15, we've got to review what happened last night with the Seahawks. And so they started the night at 18, and as everybody thought and anticipated, they were going to trade down. But as Pete Carroll ended up saying, and also with John Snyder, it was a little more difficult than people thought because the calls weren't as many, and so they were starting to worry that maybe they couldn't trade down. I mean, their target was going to be Rashad Penny. Penny, of course, being the running back from San Diego State that gained over 2,200 yards last year, and he was the back that they really wanted, and that was the guy that they identified. But what they had to find out was, could they get the trade? And they got the trade. Green Bay Packers coming up, giving them a 3 and a 6. Seattle threw back in a 7th-round pick, and so now Seattle got at least one pick. They considered trying to trade down again, and they just started to worry, John did, that I don't think it's going to work. We're not going to get Penny. You can see that they had character issues they were worried about on Darius Geis, so they stayed away from him. Sony Michel was a guy that I think they were looking at, but again, injuries, I think he had a long list of injuries. So what they get is a healthy back, a durable back, somebody that they can go for 3 downs. And here's what John Snyder said about this move.
We're super excited. We were able to move back. We feel really blessed. We were able to move back with Green Bay and fill a void in the 6th round, fill a void in the 3rd round. The 3rd round pick is number 76 overall. It's a really nice pick, in our opinion. We still have a gap tomorrow, but just really excited about Penny.
Definitely excited about him, and Pete Carroll was elated about it and what the idea is to get back to the running game. And I think what you can see is the plan is he'll compete for time. Chris Carson right now is the starter. It's really, I think, going to negatively impact what's there for CJ Procise, because in a lot of ways, what you see in Penny is the same thing they were anticipating from CJ Procise, a back that can power. Because again, he's 220, going to be 230 at some point. And of course, he's fast at 4.46. But I know that what Pete Carroll was looking for was a running back to fit into the offensive system of Brian Schottenheimer.
We're all on board in what we're trying to get done here. And Shotty has a great background. He's done a lot of things, and he has the ability to structure stuff that's going to fit our style of guys. And it just so happens that how we would like to go, Rashad fits right into it.
And so what the plan is, and of course, they're just going to have him compete on the field to see, you know, best man wins playing time. But I would not be surprised if one of the moves, because again, I know there's going to be a lot of thought about who's going to be the fullback. I mean, it's very possible they could take, you know, Mike Davis to be the fullback. I mean, obviously they have, you know, a big investment right now in Ed Dixon. He can play tight end fullback. But I think that you can see the emphasis is to try to run the football. But the big thing that Pete Carroll saw about Penny was that it's not just he can run on first and second downs, he can catch the ball. He can do a lot of different things. He likes the versatility.
Whatever we want, he'll do. The special teams accent is so unique. I mean, he's really something to be able to help Tyler, take the burden off of Tyler at times. They'll compete, you know, for all of the return stuff, which is great. He's coming in here to compete. He knows that, you know. He didn't just hand him the job. He's got to come in here and battle, which he's ready to do. But he's such an exciting player, and he's so versatile and so dynamic. We know that every time he gets his hands on the ball, he can score a touchdown.
And that's what he did in the return game. I mean, he had two kickoff returns for touchdowns, a punt return for touchdowns. He averaged 31.5 yards on kickoff returns. I mean, the guy really can do a lot of different things, and he was the third fastest running back at the combine with a 4.46. Of course, obviously, Saquon Barkley was the star of the combine at running back, and that's why he was the second pick in the draft. But I guess what strategy goes, and again, you know that the plan was, is that to try to see if they could trade down, you know, get a couple third-round picks, maybe see if they can get a little bit more. But John Snyder said the calls were a little bit vague and not as strong until Green Bay stepped up and was able to make that deal when they were sitting there at 18. And there was a lot of thoughts that maybe they would have had to take Penny at 18.
Well, we would have taken him at 18. So that's why we feel super blessed. I mean, we, you know, whenever you move back, people are always like, I just moved back. I mean, it's a pretty hard thing to do, you know. Like, you have to find a partner. We had several people walk away from us. And we felt, you know, like I said, we felt real blessed that Green Bay hung in there with us, and really a true rarity is that we had a team call us after we selected him to try to, you know, acquire him, which is, I've never experienced that.
That was very weird. I just wonder if it was Detroit or what team might have wanted to do that, but that was just very unique to see that they take Penny, and the next thing you know, somebody calls and says, hey, can we have Penny? And of course, that was a penny for a thought. He was not going to do that. Rashad Penny was just absolutely delighted. He had 50 people in his house. He didn't expect it, but of course, one thing that he likes is the head coach of this team.
And I'm a big Pete Carroll fan. I've been since his USC days because I'm an LA kid, and it was funny because in our meeting when I was at the NFL Combine, I brought up the USC and Texas game, and I was only like maybe like 7 or 8. And I remember going to that, and I thought that was probably one of the craziest games in college football. So I'm just a huge fan of him. I can't wait to get started.
And, of course, I know that Pete Carroll can't wait to see him when he gets here for a rookie minicamp and trying to at least take a look to see what they're able to do with Rashad Penny. So that, of course, you know, being the big one. And, of course, Penny says that, and again, one thing I think that we picked up last night, he's pretty humble. I mean, he's very confident. There's no question about it. Teammates love him. Coaches love him. We'll talk to Rocky Long about him. But, you know, what he seems to do is he knows he can do some good things, but he wants to get better.
Definitely, I got to work on my pass protection, but that's something I'm getting better at daily. I'm still working every day. But I know with the help of the running back coach at Seahawks and with a lot of great veteranship, I'm going to get better and just repetition it every day. It's just a lot of technique parts, but I know I got to protect that million-dollar man back there, Russell Wilson. And I'm excited to join him and just to be on his side and everybody else on that Seahawks organization. So it's going to be fun.
And, of course, one thing that's going to be interesting, too, is that Isaiah Penny, his brother, is with the Arizona Cardinals. And so it's like he's in an NFL family, so he knows a lot about this league. And, you know, we'll get more details from Rocky Long about how they recruited him, what he's done through the years, what kind of back he's going to be. But, again, he's the back that they wanted. And I thought that most people thought, me included, that, you know, Darius Geis had a little bit more of that Marshawn Lynch type of ability. But I guess now that you look at it from their standpoint, what they wanted was a little bit of everything. They wanted the back that was good after run after contact. That's him with the 80. Then, of course, they wanted somebody that was going to be able to catch the football and do those things. And now it's a big thing to try to make sure that they get all these things involved and get him involved and see how quickly he can go. He has the ability to be a three-down back. He also has the ability to be powerful on first downs. The commitment this offseason, now as we've proven with the selection of him with the first pick in the draft, was to try to make sure that they get the running game going. Now they've got the running back. They didn't go for the veteran running back. They didn't go for DeMarco Murray. They didn't go for C.J. Anderson. You know, now they have a first-round back in Penny, one of two backs, three backs that were taken in the first round of the NFL draft. So Rashad Penny, a Seahawk. Now we'll see what happens today. No second round pick at the moment. Third round pick coming up at number 76. The Seahawks get a running back. Now they have to start concentrating on defense. Hey, you can check out the show on the 710 Sports app. It's driven by your Puget Sound Acura dealer. Well, coming up, we will let's take some phone calls because I know yesterday a lot of phone calls. We were able to do two segments of calls because everybody wanted to talk about it. Do you like this choice? Would you have preferred Harold Landry, a defensive end? What's your thoughts? 866-979-3776, 206-421-3776. They took a pick in the first round. Do you like it? Do you don't like it? Do you like Penny? Did you like another running back? 866-979-3776, 206-421-ESPN. Give us a call. It's the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Clayton.
Live from the Alaska Airlines Studios.
Streaming through the 710 Sports app and on 710sports.com.
Well, I guess it's a rare Friday, draft Friday, in the sense that we can actually talk about a Seattle first-round pick. I haven't had that opportunity since Jermaine Ifedi happened a couple years ago. But now they were able to get Rashad Penny as the first-round pick. I want to get your reaction at 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's start off with Joe in Chehalis. Hey, Joe. Yes, Joe.
Oh, I just wanted to say I love the pick running back. I think people are kind of overlooking the fact, and they say we've had trouble in the run game, that we've just had the absolute worst luck with injuries. And I think that's one of those positions where you have to kind of get in a rhythm in the season, that you need the repetitions. And we didn't have an opportunity for any back to do that. So everybody wants to blame it on the offensive line, and sure, they need help. But I think bringing in a guy that's as versatile, it sounds like he can do everything like we were expecting C.J. Procise, and then still having C.J. Procise and then, Chris Carson, of course. I think that just puts us flush at the position, and we could be real dangerous on offense in that way.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree. And, again, that's where the surprise is. And sometimes, you have to put, I guess, the trust in Pete Carroll and John Snyder because, I mean, how many times did they take a player that you never anticipated and that player turned out to be well? I mean, that's the history of John Snyder drafts and what Pete Carroll's able to do with them. And here's Penny. Now, again, take it that this is the richest running back draft in at least more than a dozen years, and maybe even bigger than that. I mean, again, there's 10 guys that may go in the top three rounds, and all these backs are better than most that you're going to get in the lower first and in the second. Now, again, because there's so many, a lot may not go in the first round. We only saw three go in there. But in this case, he's healthier than Sony Michel. I guess character, he's much better than Darius Geis, and this was the back that they wanted. So I'm glad to see that you liked it, Joe. Let's go to John in Ballard. Hey, John.
Professor, I hope you're having a great Friday.
Yes.
I like the move, John, but my question is regarding draft capital, because listening to you earlier and watching the draft yesterday, they said that the Seahawks had chances to trade that pick at 27 and acquire. They had teams that are interested, like maybe namely the Chiefs and the Lions, and I kind of wonder why they didn't pull that trigger to go maybe later in the first round and get more draft capital and then draft Penny.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, when you really look closely at it, you can understand why, and that's where where John Snyder would love to have done it. And that's what he does so well. He also sits back and has to worry, if I trade back too far, you're not going to get the back that they want. And obviously, this was the back that they wanted. And so, like you saw last year, I mean, he gambled on three trades and was able to go from 26 to 35, and you were able to get Malik McDowell. That's what they wanted. But like, for example, when you're talking Baltimore and you're talking Detroit, you're talking so far back. Now you're talking, now in the low teens and 20s of the draft. I mean, kind of around where Seattle would have had a draft choice if they kept the second round pick. And so too much. And of course, what John did is he looked to say, okay, what teams could take running backs and what teams could take Penny? He just did not want to risk it. And particularly knowing, and I think you can see the way this thing goes, because I mean, if you watch the 8 draft day trades yesterday, it kind of went in the order that I thought as far as the value, because once you get to 18 and then you trade down 9 spots, you're getting into the third round pick, and then they got a 6th round pick. So now what you're looking at is that you're probably getting maybe a 4th and possibly a 3rd, but more likely a 4th round pick and maybe a 6th round pick. He just didn't want to risk it. And if that being the case, again, maybe he could have got a 3rd. I mean, you can see that the trade that Baltimore made to get up to get Jackson at the 32, they gave a 2nd round pick. Well, that translates into a 3rd round pick this year as far as trade value. But he just didn't want to risk it. And so if he had to wait now 28, 30 spots to be able to get Penny, he just felt he didn't do it, so they took Penny. That's why it would have been nice to get that extra 3rd round pick and something else. But again, he did not want to risk losing the running back of their choice. John, thank you for the phone call. 866-979-3776, 206-421-3776. Your reaction to this, let's go to Kyle in Seattle. Hey, Kyle. Yes, Kyle.
So I was actually pretty excited about the pick, because if you look up Rashad Penny, obviously he had like 2,200 rushing yards last year. Mm-hmm. But if you go back a year before that, on half the carries, he had like 1,200. So, he's good for 2,000 a year. And if you look at running backs who've done that, you got a list of Barry Sanders, LaDainian Tomlinson, Matt Forte, Ricky Williams. I'd take any one of them.
Yeah, and see, that's the funny part about it because, again, you know, everybody's going to be going on, you know, the Mike Mayock board and the Mel Kiper board and Todd McShay and all those different things. But also you add into it, there's a new element that's come in, and that's the analytics. And, of course, the analytics start to, you know, put some new things in there and breaking it down. And that's where you start to look at the fit. I mean, where, you know, you can see that, I mean, again, I thought that the perfect fit was Darius Geis, but, I mean, they looked at some character issues with him and, you know, decided maybe, no, that's, I'd rather have Penny. And then you look at the analytics and saying, okay, I mean, he broke 80 tackles last year, more than anybody else in college football. He did rush for 2,200 plus yards. He was the third fastest running back, and he's going to play at 230 pounds. You put all those analytics together, plus the fact that he can be a guy that can help out in the pass game, you know, that put him in a position to be that number one pick. And again, yeah, John wanted to trade down. There's no question. But he did not want to risk losing Penny. Penny was the guy that they liked. Hey, Kyle, thank you for the phone call. 866-979-3776. 206-421-3776. Your reaction. Do you like the pick or not? Seems like, because again, it caught everybody off guard. I know.
John, we have Tyler from Seattle next.
Tyler, did this catch you off guard? And what's your thoughts now in retrospect, looking back at the selection of Rashard Penny?
It really did catch me off guard, honestly, John, because, you know, the things I was hearing coming out of college from him was he's not the most accomplished pass protector. He's not the most accomplished catching the ball. And he ran exclusively behind a fullback. You know, is that the type of back that really works with Schottenheimer's offense?
Well, that's an interesting point, too, because I think that you will see some fullback use. Now, remember, and this shows you the total commitment that they want to get the running game going. Okay, they picked up Ed Dixon. In free agency, he was the best blocking tight end, and he has the ability to go back there and help out at fullback. Okay, so they have fullback options. There's two fullbacks currently on the roster. But let's say, for example, you have the option of taking Dixon and you want to have him at the fullback position. Well, one thing you might be able to do is take Mike Davis, who's a good halfback. And, you know, now you have that versatility that you can maybe put him at fullback a little bit. The other thing that I think that we're not thinking about too much is what about having Chris Carson and also having Rashard Penny in the same backfield on certain plays, which is intriguing because, you know, Carson's also got pass-catching ability and can be a third-down back. And so now you can maybe put two out there. So, again, the versatility kind of fit what they're looking for as in taking Penny. Yeah, and I think that obviously, as most backs coming into the league, they have to be able to improve their ability to pass block. But as you heard Penny say last night at the press conference, and we ran the one clip today, that, hey, he's working on it. He's working on it every day, and that's why I think what you're going to see is he's going to go from 220 to 230, you know, and also work on that. But then if it's not there yet, they can have Chris Carson do that. Or if they keep CJ Procise, they can have him do that. Tyler, thank you for the phone call.
Next, we have Rick from Twin Lakes, John.
Okay. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Good morning, John. I thought it was a great move. You need to shore up the offense. You need a young running back. I'd like to team him with Carson and keep the guys fresh. Because, as you recall, about 3 years ago, we had one of the best defenses in the league. But because we could not move the ball, we wore them out. You remember the Arizona game where they had guys on the field for 90-some plays?
Mm-hmm.
Then they went to Tampa Bay the next week, and they were on the field for a tremendous amount of plays. And I think that contributed to the injuries. Sherman's injury, you know, Chancellor's injury. You know, you just basically wore the defense out because you weren't who you were. And who we were before, we were one mean, hard-running football team. We had Giacomini, you know, we had Marshawn Lynch. We had some man-eaters out there who didn't care, man. And that's what we need to get back to. And we had a young, they weren't overly big, but they were a fast defense. But if they're always on the field, they're going to wear it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great move. I would love to see him go and take Mr. Will Hernandez from UTEP. I think that would be a great move to solidify the competition along the offensive line.
Yeah, but
I think the new coach
he's going to go
into
second round. And so there's no second round pick, so they have no chance.
Well, not yet. I still think they're going to trade Earl. I would love to see him trade Earl, get a second round pick, and maybe another pick down the line. I think that's in play. I heard that Cleveland is looking at making a deal for Earl. But all the naysayers that say that Penny was a bad pick, we could have got him further down the line, that's bogus. Because yeah. There was people, you know, like the general manager said, there was people calling as soon as the pick was made trying to get this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what we got, and the Seahawks always know who to draft.
Mm-hmm. No, good call on that. And, of course, I think that you can see that there seems to be a positive vibe about it. And that's where I guess you can say that the success that John Snyder and Pete Carroll have had, you know, buys them that opportunity to get the positive reviews. But I think when you look at the numbers, there's positive things there.
Yeah,
when
you look at the analytics. You have a good day.
Okay. Hey, Rick, thank you very much. Thank you for the phone calls. And, of course, coming back, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to the head coach of San Diego State, and that's Rocky Long, who tell us about this choice, Rashard Penny. It's John Clayton on 710 ESPN Seattle. And joining us right now in the Venue Kings hotline is Rocky Long, head coach of San Diego State. And, Rocky, thanks for joining us. And kind of tell everybody in this town what the Seahawks fans are getting in Rashard Penny.
Well, obviously, we're prejudiced down here, but we think they're getting an awful good football player that does a lot of things well. He's physically gifted. I mean, he's a big guy. He can go from anywhere from 220 pounds to 230 pounds. And still maintain his speed. He's a guy that's a slasher. He can see a gap. He can take a gap, and he'll break arm tackles. And then I know it's a different level, obviously, but at our level, once he broke into the open, nobody could run him down. He outran everybody to the end zone. So he's got all the traits that good running backs have, and then he's the best kickoff return guy I've ever been around. He's got a feel for it, and then obviously he has the ability we just talked about.
Talk about how you were recruiting him. I mean, what was he like as far as what did you see, and then kind of take us through his development through school.
Well, in high school, he was obviously a gifted athlete that was real fast, played some quarterback, not just running back, but was kind of a running quarterback. He was not highly recruited. He was recruited by some, but not overly recruited, and we were lucky to get him here. And then once he got here, he started getting big and strong. And we saw that he had some special abilities, and then we had another great running back here too that he backed up for 2 years. Even though he was gaining 1,000 yards, he was the backup. So in the big scheme of things, he doesn't have much tread on his tires. I mean, a lot of it tread left. He's got fewer carries than most guys at this time. He had a lot of carries last year and gained over 2,400 yards and all those sort of things. But he's still young. As a running back goes, he's still young and fresh, and I'm sure they're going to use him a lot there, and he's going to pay dividends.
And the one thing I know, listening to him last night, I mean, he really sounds very humble. I mean, he sounds obviously confident in what he can do, but there seems to be a humility about him.
That's true. I mean, he's not putting on airs. I mean, he got a lot of notoriety last year coming back because he was the league's special teams player of the year coming into last season, and he gained over 1,000 yards, and he got a lot of media attention, and he handled it better than anybody. And I've been around a while. He handled it better than anybody I've ever been around. He is truly a team guy first. He does not brag. He's very humble. He works really hard. The only time I've ever seen him mad is when we've taken him out of a practice or a game. I've seen him upset because we took him out. Other than that, he's highly, he doesn't talk a lot. He's not loud, but he is highly, highly competitive.
It was funny on the phone call last night, they were talking about things he needs to improve on, and immediately he says, no, I'm working on my pass protection. That's something that he's working on every day, because I guess he realized, and that's, I guess, the one thing, in college, you don't have to worry as much about that. In the NFL, if you're going to be out there catching passes and being a third down type of back, along with being an every down type of back, I mean, you have to be able to get that pass pro down.
Well, I think that's probably our fault, not his. I think he's physically, he's big enough and he's strong enough, and he'll be willing to do it. Someone has to teach him how. We never taught him how because we were giving him the ball every time.
Well, that was a great part because, I mean, and you put him in so many different positions because, I mean, you flexed him out, you put him in receiver positions, I mean, you have him catching the balls out of the backfield. I mean, you really gave him the opportunity to grow what could be an NFL three-down back.
Well, I think we realized how special he was, and we tried to get him in matchup situations all the time, and the NFL is all about matchups. And so we would try to get him out there on the linebacker, and the linebacker had no choice. And the defensive back, we'd get him out there on a defensive back, and the defensive back might be able to cover him, but if he caught the ball, he wasn't going to tackle him. So that put a lot of pressure on those people. And just to give you an example of his ability, I would not let – I mean, he returned kickoffs for us, but I would not let our special teams coach use him on punt returns. And he kept begging me to put him on punt returns, and toward the end of the season, I think we had one game left, I said, okay, you can return a punt. Well, the first punt he caught, he returned for a touchdown too. So he can do all those sort of things.
I mean, it must have been fun just to watch him because he just makes big plays.
He was a lot of fun to watch for us. I mean, we're going to miss him. I don't know how we're going to how we're going to get that production. We're trying to get three running backs combined that can get the production he gave us. So he was a lot of fun to watch.
And then he goes to the combine and he runs a 4.46, is the third fastest running back in the draft, and that's at good size.
Well, you know how it goes when you're not a Power 5 team. Everybody's trying to downgrade your players. They're trying to tell you that he doesn't play a good competition. They told us that. And then he went to the Senior Bowl and was one of the best players in the Senior Bowl. Well, he's not very fast, you know, because we don't time him in 40s because I don't care. We're going to play the best players no matter what they run the 40 in. So I heard he wasn't very fast. And then he goes to combine and runs really, really fast. They kept running out of excuses. I think the Seahawks don't worry about that stuff. All they want is good players, and that's why they got him.
How much time did you hear from the Seahawks about him?
That's interesting. Now, I didn't hear a lot. Now, Jeff Horton's our offense coordinator and running back coach, and he coached in the NFL for a while, so he hears from more of them than I do. In fact, I actually got calls from two or three other teams a lot more than I did. I only got one call from the Seahawks, but I got several calls from several of the teams, so we had a little bet on where he was going to go, and I thought he was going to be a first-round draft choice. We thought, he deserved it. I think Coach Horton thought he was going to be a first-round draft choice, but we kept hearing that he was a second- or third-round draft choice. And then I think the Seahawks spent most of their time talking to Rashad. They didn't talk to us coaches. They talked to him.
Did you think he was going to go to Detroit, New England? Would he be one of the two teams or a couple of the teams that you thought he might go to?
Well, I thought he might go to New England. Mm-hmm. I thought that that was the best chance. I thought that, he didn't have the notoriety maybe, but we thought he was the second best running back in the draft. I actually think he might be the best running back in the draft. But, we heard all the big names from Georgia and all those sort of things. But I thought the Patriots do things a little unusual too, and it was late in the first round. Now, when I asked Rashad where he wanted to go, he said the Seahawks. How about that one?
Is that right? What was his thinking in that?
Well, I think he's a West Coast guy. I think he wanted to stay on the West Coast. And then I think that we were at a bowl game a year or so ago, and Marshawn Lynch was the guest speaker at the bowl game, and I think they had a little conversation.
Interesting. Would you say that his style is similar to Marshawn? I know they're different type of backs because, again, the speed is there for Rashad, but is there a similarity in the way that he runs like Marshawn?
He seems to slip. Rashad seems to slip tackles more. I don't think there's very many times that he goes head up with the tackler. He's able to slide sideways and get arm tackles, and he breaks a lot of arm tackles and that sort of thing. But he's big enough now at 220 to 230 pounds. He's big enough to run it up inside, and then he's fast enough to run it outside. So there's a reason the Seahawks took him. Coach Carroll knows what he's doing. There's a reason they picked him.
No doubt. Were you among the 50 at his house enjoying the – being surprised? Because I know when he came on, he was really shocked.
Well, I think he was as happy and maybe shocked is one word, but I think he was extremely happy. And I think you saw a lot more emotion. I saw that shot on TV. There was a lot more emotion there than I think I've ever seen out of him. So, it was deep down. I think he thought he deserved it, but he didn't think it was coming. And when it came, I think the whole family was excited.
That's fantastic. Rocky Long, thank you so much for joining us in the Venue Kings Hotline. Great job of coaching him. And now try to find those three backs to fill those 2,200-plus yards.
I appreciate you having me on. Thanks a lot.
Okay, that's Rocky Long, head coach of San Diego State, talking about Rashard Penny. Hey, the NFL draft is underway. Don't miss any of the 710's draft coverage by signing up for the exclusive NFL draft text alerts. Just text DRAFT to 710-710 to receive updates from our draft lounge throughout the draft. In addition, you'll get a text after every Seahawk move to keep you up to date, round by round. Text DRAFT to 710-710. And don't forget to tune in to the draft lounge at 710sports.com all weekend. 4 o'clock is when it's going to start today. All of our draft coverage is brought to you by Heritage Distilling's Batch Number 12 Vodka. Coming up next, Mariners' Chasen Bradford will be joining us talking about the bullpen and how everything's going well right now in the bullpen and his role. It's the John Clayton Show on 710.